Chapter 4, Mishnah 9, Shomeris Yavam Shekidash Achiv Esachoyse. If a woman is awaiting Yibum, and his brother then goes and betroths her sister. Okay? So a woman is awaiting Yibum from a man, and his brother then goes and betroths her sister. So in this case, yeah, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Betzaira Omru, they say to him, Omrim lo, wait. Hamtim achiyase achicha gadol mase. Wait until your older brother has done chalitza or yibum with the first woman. Because once he's done chalitza or yibum with the first woman, the other brother can marry her sister. He can't marry her sister because he can't marry the relative of a woman he's done yibum with. But his brother can marry the sister of a woman he's done chalitza with because the brother didn't do it. So chalatz lo achiv, then if the brother does chalitza or knasa or yibum, after that, yichnos es ishto, then the other brother can marry his sister. So once he's done yibum or chalitza with the one sister, the other brother is then free to marry the other sister. Okay, once he's done yibum or chalitza with the woman, his brother is free to marry the other her sister. Okay. Meisa hayavama, if the woman dies, Yichnos es ishto. Then the brother can marry the other sister because now there's no yibum setting anymore. She also died. So her husband died childless. Before the brother can do yibum or chalitza with her, she dies. Mm-hmm. Right? So now his brother, the other brother, can marry her sister because there's no yibum setting anymore. Because she's... Okay, so there was, but that's gone because she's died. So the other brother can now marry her sister because that bond's gone. The bond is now dissolved. And meis yavam yotzi es ishto beget ve'eishes achiv bechalitza. If the yavam dies, right, then in this scenario over here where his brother betrothed a woman, so a woman falls to the one brother for yibum, and his brother betroths her sister. Okay, if he dies, if the guy who's supposed to do yibum dies, then the other brother can't get out of that scenario. He has to give her a get, and he has to give the woman a chalitza. So the surviving brother, he's the last surviving brother. He has to chalitza with the woman who fell for yibum, and he has to give a get to the woman he betrothed. That's her sister, because you can now he's got a zikah bond to the one woman, and he's betrothed to the other woman. So he has to give the one woman chalitza, and he has to give the other woman a get.